Bonjour et bienvenue à Coffee Break French. Welcome once again to Coffee Break French. In this lesson, lesson 24, we're going to be visiting the campsite and learning some useful vocabulary for dealing with camping and caravans. However, lots of the vocabulary can be used in other situations too. So we hope that you find this useful. Le camping.
Le camping.
It's spelled C-A-M-P-I-N-G. It looks like camping. And that's quite often something that happens in French. An English word is used and an I-N-G ending is added, even if it's not the way we would say it in English. So, un camping.
Un camping.
Is a campsite. And le parking.
Le parking.
Is the word for a car park. So, le parking, le camping. They're not quite exact English translations, but they're taken from the English anyway. On the camping, you would see des tentes.
Des tentes.
Et des caravanes.
Et des caravanes.
So, what do you think these are?
Tents and caravans.
Très bien, bien sûr. Okay, so that's just the basic vocabulary that we need to talk about the campsite. Le camping. La tente, la caravane.
Le camping, la tente, la caravane.
What we're going to find with this lesson is that quite a lot of the material has already been covered in some way in a previous lesson. For example, to begin with, how would we ask, is there a campsite near here?
Est-ce qu'il y a un camping près d'ici?
Good. Est-ce qu'il y a un camping près d'ici.
Est-ce qu'il y a un camping près d'ici?
And of course, we could equally have said, il y a un camping près d'ici, raising our voice at the end, or indeed, y a-t-il un camping près d'ici? So, is there a campsite near here? But perhaps you may be in the situation driving through the fields of rural France and you might come across somewhere that you would like to pitch your tent. You may have to ask, therefore, can one camp here? Can one camp here? So we're going to learn this, can one. In French, it's est-ce qu'on peut?
Est-ce qu'on peut?
So on peut. One can. Est-ce qu'on peut? Is one way of asking the question. Can one? Est-ce qu'on peut?
Est-ce qu'on peut?
And the verb to camp is camper.
Camper.
And here is?
Ici.
Okay, so we're making up the sentence from words that we know already, changing one word, being camper. Est-ce qu'on peut camper ici?
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 And that's a good phrase for practicing your nasal sounds. It's est-ce qu'on on
est-ce qu'on
peut camper?
Peut camper.
Yeah, it's a slightly different on camper.
Camper.
As opposed to on.
On.
Est-ce qu'on peut camper?
Est-ce qu'on peut camper?
Est-ce qu'on peut camper ici?
Est-ce qu'on peut camper ici?
Can one camp here? Now, this est-ce qu'on peut is very useful because we can now ask, can one do anything? For example, can one sing?
Est-ce qu'on peut chanter?
Très bien. Est-ce qu'on peut chanter? Bien sûr, on peut chanter. One can sing. Est-ce qu'on peut manger? What would that mean?
Can one eat?
Yeah, and of course we've come across this in previous lessons when we were asking in a café, est-ce qu'on peut manger ici? Can one eat here?
Est-ce qu'on peut manger ici?
And equally, you could simply say, on peut manger ici? Raising your voice at the end.
On peut manger ici?
And the third question form, the inversion, peut-on manger ici?
Peut-on manger ici?
Okay, getting back to the campsite, one of the things that you may have to ask is, can one drink the water? Now, the verb to drink is?
Boire.
Boire, good. Boire, and the water?
De l'eau.
That's right. However, if you asked, est-ce qu'on peut boire de l'eau? That's you saying, can one drink some water? Can, for example, can I have a glass of water? Can one have some water? Whereas if we say, est-ce qu'on peut boire l'eau? You're saying, can one drink the water? The water that's here, for example. Est-ce qu'on peut boire l'eau ici?
Est-ce qu'on peut boire l'eau ici?
Très bien. Ici.
Ici.
Est-ce qu'on peut boire l'eau ici?
Est-ce qu'on peut boire l'eau ici?
So, can one drink the water here? Est-ce qu'on peut boire l'eau ici?
Est-ce qu'on peut boire l'eau ici?
Okay, another thing that you might want to ask at the campsite reception is, can you hire, for example, can you hire towels? Now, we learned towels last time.
Serviettes.
Yeah, les serviettes. Les serviettes. So, some towels would be?
Des serviettes.
Good. Des serviettes. Des serviettes.
Des serviettes.
And the word to hire in French is louer.
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 So, can one hire towels here?
Est-ce qu'on peut louer des serviettes ici?
Très bien. Est-ce qu'on peut louer des serviettes ici?
Est-ce qu'on peut louer des serviettes ici?
Anna, how would you answer that question if you were the person working in the campsite and you wanted to say, yes, one can hire towels here?
Oui, on peut louer des serviettes ici.
Tout à fait. Oui, on peut louer des serviettes ici. À 3 euros par jour.
À 3 euros par jour.
Now, Anna, can you tell me what the price of towel hire is on this campsite?
3 euros.
3 euros par jour.
Per day.
Per day, that's right. I'm not quite sure if that works out as expensive towels or not. Okay, so, on peut louer des serviettes. And of course, you can make the question in those three ways. Est-ce qu'on peut louer des serviettes? On peut louer des serviettes? Or, peut-on louer des serviettes?
Est-ce qu'on peut louer des serviettes? Peut-on louer des serviettes? On peut louer des serviettes?
Okay, très bien. Now, in the campsite, you might want to ask where certain things are. And so far, we've covered where is when we were looking at places in the town. How do you ask where is?
Où est?
Où est? Okay, so for example, a very common thing on a campsite would be the swimming pool. Where is the swimming pool?
Où est la piscine?
Où est la piscine?
Où est la piscine?
Okay, now, how would you say, where can the swimming pool be found, using the different construction?
Would it be, où se trouve la piscine?
Où se trouve la piscine? Très bien. Où se trouve la piscine, s'il vous plaît?
Où se trouve la piscine, s'il vous plaît?
Okay, now, another thing that might be on a campsite would be the shop.
Où se trouve le magasin, s'il vous plaît?
Très bien. OK, you can remember magasin by imagining buying magazines in a shop. Le magasin.
Le magasin.
Où se trouve le magasin, s'il vous plaît?
Où se trouve le magasin, s'il vous plaît?
Now, so far, everything that we've been asking for has been single. So, the shop, the swimming pool, the church, the hotel, and so on. In a campsite in particular, you're very likely to come across plural things. For example, you might need to ask, where are the toilets? Or, where are the showers? And indeed, where are the bins? Now, in each of these cases, we can't say, où est, because où est means where is. We have to ask, where are? And the phrase for that is, où sont?
Où sont?
So, you could learn, où sont les toilettes?
Où sont les toilettes?
Où sont les toilettes, s'il vous plaît?
Où sont les toilettes, s'il vous plaît?
And we've already covered the word for shower in our hotel vocabulary.
Douche.
Okay, watch that. It's douche.
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 Okay, so douche. Where are the showers? Où sont les douches?
Où sont les douches?
Où sont les douches?
Où sont les douches?
Très bien, that was a good douche there at the end. Où sont les douches?
Où sont les douches?
Where are the showers? Now, in actual fact, in a campsite, you could talk about le bloc sanitaire.
Le bloc sanitaire.
And that's kind of like the sanitary block, the place where you go to have a shower and to go to the toilet and so on. Le bloc sanitaire. And that is a single thing, so it's où est le bloc sanitaire?
Où est le bloc sanitaire?
But if you're talking about the toilets, où sont les toilettes?
Où sont les toilettes?
Où sont les douches?
Où sont les douches?
And the last one that I mentioned earlier, the bins. Où sont les poubelles?
Où sont les poubelles?
Poubelles.
Poubelles.
Où sont les poubelles?
Où sont les poubelles?
Okay, we're going to take a short break there and we'll be back in just a moment. When you're not listening to Coffee Break French, there's still opportunities for you to keep up your French practice on social media. Just search for Coffee Break French on Facebook, where we post regular language and cultural content. We're Learn French on Twitter, and you can come behind the scenes with the Coffee Break team on Instagram, where we're Coffee Break Languages. It's our mission to help you turn your downtime into your do time. Okay, let's get on with the lesson. So, taking you back to the beginning of this lesson for a moment, how do you say, can one do something? What's that phrase for can one?
Est-ce qu'on peut?
Est-ce qu'on peut? Okay. Now, est-ce qu'on peut is followed by what type of verb?
The infinitive of the verb?
That's right. The part that means to do something, to sing, to dance, to buy, to hire, and so on. So that's the form that you find in the dictionary. Est-ce qu'on peut plus an infinitive. If we wanted to say, where can one hire towels, for example, how would you say that?
Is it, où est-ce qu'on peut louer des serviettes?
Yeah, où est-ce qu'on peut louer des serviettes? So let's change this around and we'll mention, for example, where can one buy something? Let's think we're going to buy du café. We might need coffee. Actually, we might need to double check that you know the word for to buy. Can you remember that?
Acheter.
Acheter. Yeah, that's acheter. Acheter.
Acheter.
So where can one buy coffee?
Où est-ce qu'on peut acheter du café?
Très bien. Où est-ce qu'on peut acheter du café?
Où est-ce qu'on peut acheter du café?
And maybe something else that you might need to buy on a campsite. Perhaps you're making an omelette, so you need eggs. Can you? I don't know if we've done eggs. I don't think we have.
I can't remember.
Okay. I don't think we've done eggs. Eggs, an egg in French is an œuf.
Un œuf.
Un œuf.
Un œuf.
Reminding us, of course, of the very famous French joke. Why do French people only have one egg for breakfast?
I don't know, Mark. Why do French people only have one egg for breakfast?
Because one egg is an œuf. Enough? Enough? Oh, all right, okay. So if you are looking for an egg, it's an œuf, and you pronounce the F at the end. But if you're looking for more than one egg, it's des œufs.
Des œufs.
And it's spelled O-E-U-F-S, but it just sounds like œuf.
Œuf.
Des œufs.
Des œufs.
So, where can one buy eggs?
Où est-ce qu'on peut acheter des œufs?
Où est-ce qu'on peut acheter des œufs?
Où est-ce qu'on peut acheter des œufs?
Now, all this talk about œufs reminds me about something else, and that's the fact that when you arrive at the campsite, maybe you would have to give your name. And of course, if you've got a name that's not familiar to a French person, it may well be the case that the French person asks you how to spell your name. And we've not yet done the alphabet in French, so I think now is the time to do the alphabet. I'll say each letter in French and you repeat it after me, Anna, okay?
Okay.
A.
A.
B.
B.
C.
C.
D.
D.
E.
E.
That's where I was getting the X thing, yeah. E. Okay.
Got it.
Okay, that's the letter E in French. E.
E.
F.
F.
G.
G.
H.
H.
E.
E.
Now we're going to go back through those three because there's some complications there. G.
G.
Is the letter G. 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 G.
G.
H.
H.
Is the letter H. H.
H.
And E.
E.
Confusingly, is the letter I.
E.
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 And getting even more confusing, J.
J.
That's letter J.
Okay.
So J is J.
J.
And J is G.
Okay.
J.
J.
That's J or Jai. K.
K.
L.
L.
M.
M.
N.
N.
O.
O.
P.
P.
Q.
Q.
R.
R.
S.
S.
T.
T.
U.
U.
Remember back to the letter E, the English letter E, what was that? I'll give you a clue, it sounded like eggs.
E.
E, that's right. So E is E and U is U.
U.
Don't get those two mixed up. So U.
U.
V.
V.
W.
W.
X.
X.
Y.
Y.
Literally Greek I, that's Y. Y.
Y.
Z.
Z.
Okay, so let's go through them all together. A, B, C.
A, B, C.
D, E, F.
D, E, F.
G, H, I.
G, H, I.
J, K, L.
J, K, L.
M, N, O.
M, N, O.
P, Q, R.
P, Q, R.
S, T, U.
S, T, U.
V, W, X.
V, W, X.
Y, Z.
Y, Z.
Ok, très bien. Ok, I'm going to spell something. Et tu vas deviner ce que j'ai spellé. You're going to guess what I've spelled. Ok, so here goes. Ok, this is the star or the character in a film that's out at the moment. I-N-D-I-A-N-A J-O-N-E-S.
Indiana Jones.
Yep, it is indeed. Ok, what about G-O-R-D-O-N-B-R-O-W-N?
Gordon Brown.
Gordon Brown. Okay, somebody who's almost having as much trouble as Indiana Jones at the moment. Okay, what about somebody from history? M-A-H-A-T-M-A-G-H-A-N-D-I. Any ideas, Anna?
No.
I'll say it again. Listen carefully. M-A-H-A. T-M-A-G-H-A-N-D-I.
Was it Mahatma Gandhi?
Yes, it was indeed Mahatma Gandhi. Okay, there will be more spelling tests in this week's bonus episode. And for the time being, we're going to leave it there. And that's where we're going to leave it today for this edition of Coffee Break French. Thanks for joining us, and we hope it's been useful. You can join the Coffee Break French community on Facebook at facebook.com/coffeebreakfrench, and we're at Learn French on Twitter. Merci beaucoup et à bientôt! This is a production of the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at radiolingua.com.